Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Look out, Sharia's coming. Look out, Sharia's coming. As I conclude this six-part series, I want to remind our listeners that if you have missed any of these broadcasts on the subject of Sharia law, go to our website, gsaeministrynetwork.org, that's gsaeministrynetwork.org, and log on to our list of radio programs by topics and dates. In this final program on Sharia, I want to point out a few case studies of classic Sharia and then creeping Sharia to illustrate what I've been trying to say. But first, we need to understand how these Islamic courts function as opposed to our court functions. Further investigation will also show that much of it is contrary to our Constitution. For example, in a Sharia court, there is no jury, but a judge who is not only a legal authority, but a religious one. There are usually no lawyers present, so the parties are often underqualified in law. There is no cross-examination to pursue the facts and no examination of witnesses. There is no penalty for perjury, and usually no forensic or circumstantial evidence is produced. And there are no precedents of codified statutes to guide the process, just Sharia law and the judge who has total control of the outcome. Now, we need to understand that the following examples may not be prevalent everywhere, but where classic Sharia law prevails, these are acceptable stories. As an example, in Egypt today, 82% want stoning for adultery, 84% favor the death penalty for apostates, and in Pakistan, the numbers are even higher. Here's some examples of how classic Sharia law is applied. In Pakistan, a woman has a black hood put over her head, and she's stoned to death by the Taliban militants because she was seen out with a man. In Afghanistan, a young couple was stoned to death because they eloped to marry. In Somalia, a man was charged with robbery and had his limbs amputated. In Chechnya, during Ramadan, there were assaults on women who did not wear the traditional Islamic headscarves by men who shot paintball guns, punched women in the face, and some even used automatic rifles to warn them of their possible sins. In Malaysia, a 14-year-old girl was forced to marry a 23-year-old teacher. And again in Pakistan, another 14-year-old girl was killed because she refused to marry her 53-year-old uncle. And here's what the mother said. My daughter was a disgrace to the family. We cannot tolerate our children disrespecting the elders, so we killed her. In Bangladesh, a 40-year-old married man abducted his 14-year-old cousin and raped her. Then she was accused of adultery, and the Sharia court sentenced her to 100 lashes, from which she eventually died. And in Great Britain, where Sharia law is creeping, a Muslim school for 6 to 18-year-old children are taught in their textbooks how to cut off the hands of thieves and execute homosexuals. You say we don't have anything to worry about with Sharia law? Now, here's a couple of examples of creeping Sharia law, which means attempts to pervade their culture with certain elements of Sharia law in hopes that someday it would be taken on wholesale. Example, in California, seventh grade students adopted Muslim names, prayed on prayer rugs, and were made to celebrate Ramadan under a state-mandated curriculum. In Massachusetts, students were given permission by parents to visit a mosque, but were not told that they would also take part in the prayer session and bow in prayer to Allah. In Michigan, a community college has provided foot baths and prayer rooms for Muslims. In New York, Muslims are allowed to gather on the streets for prayers, but without any permits. In Queens Hospital, a Muslim woman was provided only woman doctors, and one woman was given preferential treatment to be placed in a room facing east so she could pray to Mecca. There are many, many other stories of this. So in case you hadn't noticed, Muslims in America are trying to convert our way of life. If you're not convinced they want Sharia law to be here, check out the Charter of the Muslim Brotherhood. And check out an organization called MEAC in our nation's capital, who believes that Islam requires every Muslim live under the divine law of Allah, but in our country they are prohibited from governing themselves accordingly. So their mission is to combat intolerance, as they call it, and spread acceptance of Sharia around the world, including the United States. And they're also looking for other organizations that share that approach to the establishment of Sharia worldwide. So, I say again, look out, Sharia is coming. Join us next week at the frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.